I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. For several days, Marco Werman has been bringing us global views on the election from London. Let's head now to other parts of Europe, to a couple of our own correspondents. First, we have Amy Bracken in Paris. Amy, the U.S. elections, are they a big deal where you are?
You know, you'd almost think that people here were actually voting. It's just amazing how much coverage there's been. And I've been learning a lot from the coverage, just reading the newspapers, learning about how the whole electoral process works, learning about the details of the candidates' families and where they stand on the issues. People are following this very closely. I wasn't here 4 years ago. I understand it was really electric 4 years ago. People say it's not quite that. Now there might be a little bit more fear about things changing for the worse, but people are, they're pretty into this. They're pretty excited.
Well, thank goodness for the French media. You learn a little bit there. Amy, you were out and about today in Paris. What were people telling you?
Some people talked about more specific policies. Some people talked about healthcare. I talked to one person who had just emerged from the hospital. He's a furniture maker. He injured himself on the job. His name is Frederic Sanchez, and I spoke with him in a cafe this morning in Paris.
He's trying to put healthcare for all Americans, and this is a big thing. And a man who does things like that can't be a bad man.
Amy, hang on for just a moment. We're going to turn now to Jerry Haddon in Barcelona. And Jerry, the sentiment there, similar, hope, excitement, a little bit of fear, perhaps?
Well, I think compared to what Amy's been telling us, the overall interest in the U.S. election here is decidedly more muted than it was 4 years ago. A lot of that has to do with the economic crisis going on here. It also has to do with some disappointment in Obama himself. As Amy mentioned, Europeans were very excited when he was elected 4 years ago, in part because some of the promises he made, especially closing down Guantanamo Bay and so forth. They also thought that he was going to pay more attention to Europe than he has over the last 4 years. The flip side is Mitt Romney, and I have to say that my sense is that he hasn't really made much of a deep impression in Europe. The other day, I asked a parent down at my kid's school who she'd like to see as the next American president, and here's part of what she said. Basically, she wants to say that she doesn't know much about Mitt Romney, but she can't even remember his name. And I think it's fair to say that across Europe, Romney has left somewhat of a shallow footprint. And when he has mentioned Europe in the campaign, it's only been to hold it up as an example of failure, the failure of the so-called welfare state, which to his mind means a state that overspends and overcoddles its citizens with social services such as universal health care. And many people find that insulting. And related to that, he's also a proponent of austerity, of slashing government spending. And if you look at Spain and Greece, you know, the two poster children for austerity in Europe, their economies are imploding and both have unemployment rates hovering around 25%. So when Romney mentions slashing government spending, what more and more Europeans in the south of the continent are hearing is economic suicide.
And he also used both Greece and Spain in debates as examples of what the United States does not want to become.
That's right.
Now, this is a question for both you, Jerry, in Spain, and Amy in France. What really struck you about this election from your vantage point there and the sentiment in Europe?
One thing, I was struck by how uncritical people were. I expected a lot more criticism of Obama. I think that people, you know, a number of people said, hey, you know, I see this differently from how I would as an American. I don't really know all the details of his policies. But what I see on the other end is this guy. And it's funny, Jerry, a lot of people here couldn't think of his name either. This other guy who he seems to be unpredictable. He's very far to the right. So I was just struck by sort of how clear the divisions were in people's minds.
What surprised me really this time around is this sort of, you know, I have to say a low level of interest in the details of the election. I have interviewed people, you know, all over Spain, even as far as Germany before this election. And when you ask people, who would you like to see as the next president, you know, invariably people were saying to me, Obama. But when asked why or what issues were important, people would just kind of shrug, especially in Spain, and say, well, you know, it's the most powerful country in the world. But no one really had pressing issues vis-a-vis the United States that they wanted to talk about. And I really think it has to do with the fact that people are simply just struggling so much with their own economic situations, trying to find jobs or hang on to jobs or just make ends meet. And that has somehow put the U.S. election at a greater distance than we've seen in the past.
The World's Jerry Hadden in Barcelona and Amy Bracken joined us from Paris. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.